Artificial intelligence is trending these days all around the world, and recently the University of Juba announced that it plans to create an artificial intelligence lab for the undergraduates, postgraduates and researchers. Now this morning we are joined by the Vice Chancellor of Juba University, Mr. John Akech. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Right. Well, this comes as good news to the people of South Sudan. First, tell us more about artificial intelligence or AI. What is this?
AI is really is a machine intelligence because humans are known to be intelligent. So if we like to understand, intelligence is something that can actually work independently, mm-hmm. can learn from experience, and from that experience can actually adapt also to new situations and change its behavior. This is known about humans. Humans can learn, they get experience. Now, the idea of AI was coined in 1950s. Mm. And the idea was that if you have a machine that answer your questions, to the extent that in a room you ask a question, to the extent you cannot tell whether this is humans or a machine,
right,
then that is a machine intelligence, mm-hmm. or artificial intelligence. So the idea is very old, going back to 1980s. However, now the human, the thing that human does, like recognizing things, mm. and interpreting language and so on, for a machine to do that, it took a long time for that vision in 1950s to come to machines that are close and near to humans, like doing things. And by the way, the idea developed slowly. For example, you come into certain machines, and you give it the money, and then give you the drinks. So that's right, the idea. Right. It's like instead of a human sitting there, you are being served by a machine. Mm-hmm. But then recently, actually, it developed with algorithms. With the applications now by the Microsoft OpenAI and Google, and also now the Elon Musk, you know. So there are applications now that are really can be considered as intelligent,
right,
and they are invading offices, mm-hmm. our office, journalism, or medicine and so on. So
right.
We cannot continue to ignore that.
Right. Right. And with all this evolution until this day, well, right now the most famous thing is ChatGPT, and it's a real conversation. You ask questions and then they give you answers. And you highlight our listeners about this new application.
Yeah, it's an application. It's really about you have what you call large language processing models. So they have been trained to be able to recognize things, mm-hmm. and give you sensible answers. Sometimes you could ask them, who is the vice chancellor of University
right.
of Juba? They
right.
will tell you.
Right.
They can tell you about me.
How does it then collect that data?
They actually have large databases from which they can actually extract that information.
Right.
The limit is that if you ask, if for example the ChatGPT would not know something, it will know up to certain time.
Right.
For example, if you 2 years later on you ask them about who is the vice at University of Juba, and I'm not there.
Mm.
And if it has not been updated, it may not.
Right.
So it has limitations so far. So you can ask it to write you a small essay. They can write that. It can.
Not just small essays, proposals.
That's project. Right. That's
it's
right.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's from that argument that people are saying maybe AI is here to incapacitate the humans, because it then will not allow people to think for themselves. Like if you want to write a project proposal and you have no idea what to write, all you have to do is to run to ChatGPT. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I think a lot of it you can say is hype, fear, and also uncertainty about where it is going. For example, if the if the AI can actually come up with its own ideas that it has not been trained to do, then, you know, humans feel a bit scared.
Right.
It's also there is chance that with the capability you said that it can write a full essay or full book, there is a chance that, yes, people may get lazy and so on. But those experts, actually, that quiz the artificial intelligence to ask them about the thing that they themselves know, realize that, no, some of things are made up. For example, references.
Okay.
If you ask it to write essays about Jonah Cage and then refer to some of the references are made up. So so I can actually quiz that and find that it is not even more intelligent than me.
Right. So there will be aspects of plagiarism and here and there.
Yes. However, we can actually find the best way to do it. For example, if an AI doctor prescribes, you know, it has to specify that, you know, it's AI.
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe you can bring in a human actually an expert to test that, whether it is okay to verify that. But it would have actually said a lot of things come out with prescriptions, and the doctors can actually, you know, can actually be used intelligently. So it goes quickly, gives option to the consultant, if you have this condition, and then the consultant can now make a choice.
Right. Now let's come back home to the University of Juba about the plans. Tell us more about this plan.
The plan, actually, you know, AI was started in 1950s. It was a very primitive idea. And yet, research has been going on quietly. You know, in the academic and research world, we even things that are not mature, we actually talk about them. So it is not too early for universities to join. Not only that, the students, our graduates are going to go out in the world. They will have to use AI applications. They may have to be asked whether they know how to use ChatGPT and so on. So the teaching of AI should have started a long time ago. But, you know, it's not too late. So we can have to inject this one, this this knowledge into our teaching program. So students are actually aware about these solutions.
Right.
And they can do a few projects there. It's not too early for us to do it.
Or even too late. But again, this comes with a huge cost. You having to build and having, you know, to equip the lab. And of late, the students have been complaining about the hike in school fees for you to be able to fund the university. What is the plan laid out in that aspect?
By the way, the machines we have today are very fast, much hundred, you know, times, you know, thousands of millions of times faster than 1950s, 70s. So we have enough computers to do that. So it's not about speed.
I'm looking at the cost.
There's not much cost there. It's software.
Right.
And it's software with certain philosophy. It's just like using the internet.
Okay.
So you need to add. It's just a technology. But it is not technology inside the computer. We see it, you know, we also build small robots that can do intelligent things. They are not expensive. It's about the knowledge, the know-how. You know the knowledge, then you can, you know, you can actually build your own intelligent system.
Right. So you're saying that the students should not be worried about any hikes?
I don't think so. You know, the AI is a normal lab. So you have a normal lab. You put on ChatGPT. You know, you let them look up how they can use it, and they are on their way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not really about. There may be cases where we want to train systems like what they call neural network. They actually emulate human brain. So neural networks are like systems that are interconnected. You cannot really know where the knowledge is stored. So by training it with the data, a lot of data, it will be able to actually recognize, give you answer for new answers. For example, like recognizing cancer cells, for example, in the image. So by being exposed to a large number of cancer cells in different ways and different shades, then you can use as an application to actually know, identify new cases. So that would involve a lot of computing power, but they are there. You know, I can see here in the lab you have a lot of blinking machines and so on. There are what you call supercomputer.
Yeah.
Supercomputer in those days would be very expensive, but now it is not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the idea is very exciting. I cannot wait for that time when this is now implemented and visible in the University of Juba. So I know that we're still at the initiation stages, but where would you see the University of Juba or even South Sudan with regards to using AI?
AI will be used by anybody. It will be used by journalists, it can be used by doctors, it can be used by students to solve projects and so on. So it's a question of you informing yourself and finding an application that would suit it. And look at South Sudan. South Sudan with lots of problems. We have swarms, we have pests that attack like locusts. Using image of the locusts, you will be able even to identify pests. You can use it in agriculture, smart agriculture and irrigation. You can use it to recognize plants and so on. So with the rich problems to solve, I think we have plenty of opportunities to use AI.
Right. Vice Chancellor John Akech, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. What would be your last message to the people listening?
I would say that people shouldn't be scared if University of Juba is talking about space, is talking about remote sensing, is talking about AI. These are the things that are happening now. The country can say, oh, let's start with, old technology. Yeah. Analog is not there. We are here in digital, we are here in AI age, we are here in space age. So let's do space, let's do artificial intelligence, and University of Juba is there to make sure that South Sudan is not left behind.
That's right. Professor John Akech, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.